This is Misty, and this is Lattes and Legends. Good morning, or evening, or afternoon, wherever you are. It is Thursday morning here, and it's flipping cold. Guys, it's only October 14th, and we got snow the other day, so that's fun. But then next week, I think it's going to be in the high 60s. Yeah. So yeah, it's cold in Colorado. It's par for the course. So I'm here. I just wanted to say thanks to all my new listeners and all the new reviews. You guys are awesome. I love it. Thank you. So this is going to be the new season. I think it's season 5. It could be season 6. I'm calling it season 5. If it's season 6, that's cool. We'll just have an extra season. Yeah, sure. So today I'm going to talk about the Silver Queen Hotel. And this came from a book that I found in a Richmond, Virginia. No, I don't think it was in Richmond. Where were we? I don't know. Where were we? By the water. I don't know. I was in Virginia and I found this antique shop and I found all of these books. And this book is called The Book of the Bizarre, Freaky Facts and Strange Stories. It is by Varla Ventura. I suggest that you find it. It's really great. There's lots of snippets of stories and whatnot. And then I just felt like it was perfect reading material for this podcast. So yeah, before I dive in, I'm going to just say hi to some people. My Front Range crew, I know you're listening. Hi, I will see you guys next week. If you're around, we're going to see Primus in Denver and I'm excited. Then Christy and Donovan who are always listening. Thank you guys so very much. And if you are listening or want a shout out, just let me know because I'm on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Instagram is Lattes and Legends. Facebook, I believe, is Lattes and Legends Podcast. And Twitter, I don't know what Twitter is. Honestly, I literally copy and paste and that's all I spend on Twitter. Look it up, Lattes and Legends. You know the podcast, you know the name. You're smart. You can figure it out. So my website is still in the works. I am at this point where I would pay someone to do it because it's making me crazy. But I'm working on it slowly but surely. And then all of the episodes will be attached to the website. That's really the hardest part for me right now because I'm not tech savvy in that regard. So yeah, there's that. All right, so I'm not sure when the next podcast will be. I will try to record ahead of time because, like I said, next week I am traveling to Denver. It's also my birthday week. What? So if you have any presents for me, I'll gladly give you my address. And then the week after that, I'm going to Las Vegas for around a week. And then I'm going to Georgia and maybe a little stop in Florida. So that'll be for the holiday in December, January. So yeah, lots of travels coming my way. And then I will be hunkered down for the winter. So many things are happening. So yeah, speaking of so many things, did you guys watch Midnight Mass? Have I already talked about this? You need to watch it if you haven't. It is spooky season, and I am shocked with myself. This is the only spooky thing I've watched. Don't get mad. I still have some days to watch spooky stuff before Halloween. And if you know me, I always watch spooky stuff, so this is nothing new. It doesn't mean I need a holiday to watch scary stuff. There's also a book I just finished, and I finished it, I think, in 2 days. And it's called The Woman in the Window. If you have not read it, you need to read it. I randomly went into this amazing bookstore here called White Rabbit. And I saw it and I'm like, whatever, it's used, it's $5, I'm going to get it. Best decision I made in my life because it was great. And now I am reading another mystery book because they also do blind dates with books. And so they put 3 books in a brown bag and they label it mysteries or young adult or whatever. So I chose mysteries. And so now I'm reading a mystery and I'll let you know how it goes. And now I'm going to sip my coffee and we're going to talk about the Silver Queen Hotel. I'm back. The coffee is delightful. All right, let's talk about the Silver Queen Hotel. My sources for today's podcast are The Book of the Bazaar by Varla Ventura, silverqueenhotel.net, travelnevada.com, onlyinyourstate.com. Sorry, I don't know what I just did there. Ghostsandghouls.com, mysteriousdestinationsmagazine.com, roadsideamerica.com, spirittripping.wordpress.com. Ooh, that sounds fun. carsonnow.org. I did not realize that I was talking about Nevada, and then I was telling you that I'm going to Las Vegas, Nevada. That didn't put those two together. I don't think this is close to Las Vegas. No, I don't know. I'm geographically challenged, so please do not judge. Here we go. All right, so the Silver Queen Hotel was constructed all the way back in 1876. It is the oldest hotel in Virginia City, Nevada. So, this location is one of the best main streets in the nation, according to visitors. And there's very nice rooms. There's brass beds in these rooms. And there's views and views and views of beautiful mountains. And it's just amazing scenery, according to the guests. So the main level of the property is an 1870s saloon with one of the largest single-piece wooden bar counters. The Silver Queen is also a very popular destination for weddings because there is a historic chapel on the site. Yeah. So one of the main attractions to the Silver Queen is this painting of a woman in the saloon, and her dress is made of thousands of silver dollars, and it is 15 feet tall, 8 feet wide, and apparently there are 3,261 Morgan silver dollars. They were minted in Carson City, and her belt is made of 28 $20 gold pieces. Her choker and bracelets are made from dimes. So apparently the Silver Queen portrait is a very popular place to get your photo done. Of course it is. In the back of the saloon, there's a garish wedding chapel, which is really funny. The pop duo Captain and Tennille got married here on November 11th, 1975. If you don't know who Captain and Tennille are, you should listen to them. I'm going to date myself. But Love Will Keep Us Together. It was one of my favorite songs by Captain and Tennille. I like to sing it sometimes. If you're listening, Michael Booker, you've probably heard me sing it at a show or two. Anyway, there's actually a photo of Captain and Tennille in the wedding chapel, and they actually have a Captain and Tennille wedding package. And this wedding package includes champagne glasses, a bottle of champagne, your cake toppers, all kinds of stuff. So yeah, that is a little history on the Silver Queen Hotel. All right, so now let's talk about ghosts. So the staff and guests and lots and lots and lots of paranormal investigators are 100% certain that there are ghosts on this property. According to the lore of the Silver Queen, room 11 and 13 have a lot of paranormal activity. There are guests that describe loud noises at night, tapping on the walls, jingling doorknobs, bangs, voices in unoccupied rooms, and the sound of footsteps on the wooden floor. Mm-hmm. The footsteps are odd because the hotel has carpet everywhere. Many of the guests assumed that other visitors were responsible for the noise, and when they called the front desk, they learned that they were the only guests on that floor. Wah, wah, wah. There's one female ghost that some people have named Annie that haunts the hotel. People can hear her footsteps, her disembodied voice. They see her shadow and they hear tapping sounds all the time. Mm-hmm. There is a story about Annie, and I believe, yes, I believe that there was a big fight between a man and a woman. And Annie was part of this fight, and part of the noise that guests hear are little tidbits of this fight. And so, the spirits are playing out the fight over and over again. Then there is another ghost, and her name is Rosie. She was a sex worker, and she frequented the hotel. And she did some business deals there, and supposedly she slit her wrists in the bathtub of room 11 sometime in the late 1800s. Her whole story is a mystery, but it is said that she left the Silver Queen for an unknown amount of time, but then came back, and now she makes her appearance as a spirit. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple of notes that I want to add. Apparently the Silver Queen is a paranormal hotspot, and there are lots of ghost hunting shows that have been filmed here. I'll have to look into that. I don't have a TV, so I'll let you guys know what I find out. And there's a few stories that I would like to read. One of the stories comes from the Book of the Bazaar. And these are not my words. These are Varla Ventura's. All right. So, the Silver Queen Hotel plays host to a few ghosts and ghost hunters, for it is known for its high level of paranormal activity. While some people come specifically seeking ghosts, others, unsuspecting guests, have been shocked to witness these haunting activities. There was one couple that heard the sound of a banjo being tuned in the room next door. When they went to find out what was happening, the room was completely empty. The couple also heard an argument going on outside their door, and when they flung open the door, they saw no one, but they still heard the two voices arguing. This couple was convinced the hotel was haunted. They were later awakened by a loud pounding at their door, but when they answered, the hall was empty. Yeah. Silver Queen. All right, and so the next thing that I'm going to read to you guys is from a website. And this is from the website that I found very amusing, called spirittripping.wordpress.com. And it's all about a ghostly night at the Silver Queen. And the person who wrote this, couldn't tell you their name because I don't see their name on the website. It's a cool blog nonetheless. So let's get into it. Okay, so let's start here. Again, not my words. This is from the website, Spirit Tripping. We tiptoed down the long hall and descended a few steps toward room 11. There was a heavy feeling at the end of the hall. At one point, a growl was heard by the door. I decided to go midway down the hall from my room. As I stood there, I felt and heard a figure running quickly towards me. It made me take a few steps back and gasp. I quietly but quickly returned to my room, explaining to my traveling companion what had just happened. We both crept outside our room, and just as we were about to pass the neighbor door, the door to their room slammed shut. We continued down the hall when the running began again. It felt as if the entity was coming fast upon us. The incident happened in repetition. We decided to return to the room and try to get some sleep. There was an uneasy and oppressive feeling. We opted not to change into our night clothes and to sleep in our clothes as well as with a light on. Throughout the night, tapping on the room door occurred as well as whispering in the hallway. Shuffling and other movements could be heard in the adjoining room. Early in the morning, we heard people leave the hotel, and upon checking out, we met up with the hotel attendant who was having coffee out in the front of the hotel. We kindly asked how many guests were in the hotel, and we were informed that we were the only guests that evening. It's also interesting to find out that there were no hotel staff on site during the whole night. We had been the only people in the building. We were also told that room 11 had been the room where a woman committed suicide so many years ago. Yikes. So that's just a little tidbit from that website. I will put some pictures up on Instagram today. And if I have time, I'll just go ahead and record another episode. Who knows what we'll do today? It's a crazy day. Anyway, I hope that you enjoyed this story of the Silver Queen Hotel. If you are anywhere near Virginia City, Nevada, and you check it out or you've been there, please let me know. This sounds amazing. I wish I was going closer to Virginia City because this would be cool. Yeah, so I know this was short and sweet, but you know, my coffee's gone, and so, yeah. So I hope everyone has an awesome day, weekend, week, whenever you listen to this. And again, thanks for all the wonderful 5-star reviews, new subscribers, new followers, everybody, you are awesome. I will talk to you guys soon, and please, whatever you do, stay warm and don't talk to the haunted spirits at Silver Queen Hotel. Goodbye.